Often, if the challah is hard to cut, after the mevarich makes the hamotzi and he's cutting it, sometimes he hums, na 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 na, like, as you're waiting to eat the bread. Is that permitted? Are you allowed to sing or hum or make any other noises in between the bracha and the eating? Not necessarily on Shabbos, but any day. So Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara and Brachos, says you must eat immediately after making the bracha. If you talk about non-su'uda things, then you are chozer u'mevarach. You must go back and make a new bracha. The Mishnah Brura explains that what does it mean to eat? What does it mean that you have to eat immediately after the bracha? That means swallowing a prusa, this amount, this size, which the Mishnah Brura says should ideally be a kezias, but if not a kezias, then many allow, at least b'shas adchak, that you just swallow a piece of the bread, even if it's less than a kezias, and then you're allowed to talk. Now, the Mishnah Brura also cites machlokes, whether you need to be chozer u'mevarech when you talk, when you need to go back and make a new bracha if you talk, while still chewing the first bite before you actually swallow. Shaar Tzion says that there's no new bracha, but others may disagree. However, says the Mishnah Brura, that definitely if you swallow some taste, so in other words, you don't necessarily swallow the whole thing, but you swallow some taste, then the Mishnah Brura says, the Chayadim says that you don't go back and make a new bracha. But simply put, if a person talks in between he makes the bracha and eats the bread, he needs to go back and make a new bracha. The Shaar Tzion also notes that he should also try not to walk around at that point as well, but obviously if it's an unsneezed area where you can't make the bracha, or you can't finish the bracha, or you can't eat there, then you could walk away, and that's like a b'di'evid case. Now, but what about our case about singing? So in other words, you make a bracha, but now you want to sing before you eat, or you hum, or do whatever, make noises with your mouth before you actually take a bite. Do you have to go back and make a new bracha? So there's a 1978 tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak actually to the Sklener Rebbe, where the Sklener Rebbe asked the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, what is the halacha about this issue? And the Minchas Yitzchak cited Ramah by answering Amen after a bracha in davening. Are you, and when the Shulchan Ramah says you must answer Amen immediately after the bracha is made, says the Magen Avram, that by Kaddish as well, when you say, if the Chazan says V'yimiru Amen or whatever it is, he elongates Amen, the person should say Amen immediately and not wait for the Chazan, because this being marich, this lengthening Amen, is improper, and you should say Amen right away to the bracha, regardless of what the Chazan does. By Birchas Kohanim, we have this nigun. So he says Birchas Kohanim is different, but the point is, it shouldn't be too long. If it's past a certain length, then you should ignore whoever the chazan is singing, and or even the kohen, if it goes too long, and you should just say Amen. Now, it sounds like that you can sing as long as it's not too long. However, then the Minchas Yitzchak says, well, this whole discussion, though, is only about singing if the singing is part of davening. In other words, as much as I and maybe you don't like when the chazan kvetches v'yimiru amen, that's still part of davening, and he's doing it to, in theory, or hopefully doing it to make the davening sound nicer. But what about an unconnected song? You know, in the middle of, you're between the bracha and eating your food, bread, if you just start humming something, which is no connection, says the Minchas Yitzchak, that would be forbidden, and you would actually have to be chozer mevarich. She says, sum up of the Minchas Yitzchak's opinion, this is that if you make a hamotzi, and then you sing or hum or do something with your lips or whatever, make noises, you really have to go back and make a new bracha. But Shevet Alevi disagrees. Shevet Alevi says, well, look, the Magen Avraham's entire discussion is by Amen at the end of a bracha, not in the middle of tefillah, implying that if fundamentally singing is not really a hefsek. If you sing in the middle of davening, there's no problem. It's only a problem if at the end, if the amen is not done right after the bracha. But therefore, you see that there's no real fundamental problem about singing in the middle of a bracha. And therefore, he says the same thing by bracha to the amen. It's bracha and the eating of the hamotzi. Don't sing. But if you do, it's no worse than silence, where the halacha is that you don't go back and make a new bracha. So says the Shevet Alevi, a little bit, you know, less strict. He says you shouldn't sing in between the bracha and amotzi, but if you do, you don't make a new bracha. The Yeshua's Daniel wonders, well, what about if you say na 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 or shh to a child? Is that considered hefsik? The Mishnah Halachas, he quotes, says, you know, if someone says oy vey 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 in the middle of tefillah, it's not a hefsik at all. So already you see that some are lenient. In fact, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him about this question about humming without words in between the bracha and the eating. So in other words, after you cut the bread and you make the bracha, you're about to put it in your mouth, you're humming to yourself. Chaim says the minig is to be mako, and you would not need to go back and make another bracha. In fact, the Moditzer Rebbe told the Ratz Katzvi that if the Minchas Yitzchak is correct, that singing is a hefsik, he says, how are you ever allowed to cry during tefillah? You know, because crying should also be a hefsik. You should go back and read the bracha. The fact that crying is allowed, humming should be no different. Sorry, the Blitzki, however, makes a distinction, a fourth opinion, that it depends whether you use your open mouth to hum, which would be usur. I guess that's doing an action, which you're not supposed to do between the bracha and the eating, and keeping your lips together of just humming when it's just the noises that would be permitted in between the bracha and the eating. Best is not to sing, but if you do, there's room to lenient that you don't have to make a new bracha.